5,240 Flexera, east of Road 273A, Bald Eagle Road, west of Robin Road, being Lot 85, Section BB, within Bay Vista Development. A special use exception to place a windmill.
Names and addresses, please.
Robin Light, 37645 Oak Road, Selbyville.
And? You both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We're back for a variance for a Ventura windmill, which is a vertical windmill. And I have a couple of things to pass out for you, if you don't mind. First is the brochures to give you the specifications for the windmill. And the second is actual pictures we've taken of windmills that have been approved and installed. I thought maybe you'd like to see some of these. And then the second thing I'd like to pass through would be pictures of of Mr. Pacino's house with a windmill superimposed where it would actually go. Now, in this installation, the property is located on a lagoon, which is it's actually west, just a little slightly south and west of Rehoboth. It's located on a lot that has two of its property lines are actually on lagoons. And the picture that will be passed around was taken across the lagoon, across actually a wide wetlands and at a house that's owned by the DeMichaels, who actually are in favor of this. That is the only direction that you get a full frontal shot of the windmill. To the right or to the left of the house, you have another lagoon that takes a perpendicular turn to the quarter of the property. And then the spoils from dredging actually have a berm on the side of Mr. Pacino's house, and there's pine scrub along that side of the property, which partially blocks view of the windmill from that side. To the other sides, actually the house partially blocks or fully blocks the windmill. And then there's a cul-de-sac to the front of the house. So in this case, as far as having a visual impact on neighbors, it's very negative or very little. And it's actually in a very nice resource area since it's open to the Rehoboth Bay. So we have kind of the best of all worlds here as far as its location. Now again, as far as limiting use to any other property, again, it's a half acre property. It's tucked into the house and it's at least 15 foot back from the property line.
No, it's 15 foot setback.
15 foot setback, and it'll be right on the corner of the house and actually tied to the house. So we have a 30 foot tower, and the windmill itself is approximately 8 foot. So we're at 38 foot, which is below the 42 foot height restriction. This windmill is seen as a solid for any flying animals such as bats or birds, or we have had no indication anywhere by any study of vertical windmills of any detrimental effects to wildlife. Noise is approximately 10 decibels. Depends exactly where you are in RPMs, but that's the max in that 10-12 range. And that compares to anywhere from, you know, 50, 60 to 100 decibels on a heat pump. And so it's relatively quiet. In fact, the wind blowing through the trees next to the house will create more noise. So it does not really have any impact as far as utility use of any of the adjacent properties. The only other thing I would like to bring up is just to kind of keep everybody up to snuff with, you know, what's going on around this industry, since this is still a new thing. We are hearing more about wind farms and some of the, I guess, opposition to wind farms. And one of them, I've been reading in the blogs a little bit about, they're having low vibration issues, where you would have a farm of, say, 3 to 5 megawatt wind turbines, which have 100-foot blades, 200-foot diameters. They're low RPMs, and I guess what they're indicating is that some vibration is transmitted to the ground, which goes through the ground, and then people feel it, and it disrupts sleep and gives migraine headaches and that sort of thing. There's been actually no substantiation at all of any of these claims, and in fact, there's wind farms all over the world, and this was brought up in New York, and I believe there's a couple other states that have picked it up in the blogs. But again, and the reason I'm bringing this up is people see wind farms, and then they hear us installing a wind turbine on a house. But these are actually built to be placed on a house. The vibration is very low to none. And to be quite frank, to compare this to a wind farm turbine, just one of them, would be like an earth mover to a Tonka toy. There's no comparison. In fact, it wouldn't give you any more vibration, or very little more vibration, than a ceiling fan. And so I bring that up just because that has been a concern on the blogs. The other is, again, the bird kills have been coming up again. But studies in New Jersey and in Europe have indicated that bird kills are not an issue, and that birds do fly around those also. But it's just, for some reason, they're being brought up again. And again, there's a prop type. 3 to 5 million watts versus 1,200 watts, a different technology, vertical versus horizontal. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up so that if you're hearing things, you understand the difference between, you know, the prop type, you know, megawatt outputs versus, you know, the house type windmills. Okay. Have anything to add?
I just want to point out, I sought out Bob. My training is civil engineering. I've been a professional engineer in the state of Delaware since 1977. I am very, very supportive of this concept. And this is a startup company. Working together with Bob, I would not select something that I'm going to place on my property at my house that would be detrimental to myself, to any adjacent properties. And in fact, the photo that you have was before the solar panels were installed. They were installed last week. And between the solar and the wind, it's quite a compliment. I don't know whether folks are Doe or Electric here, but Delmarva Power, you know, I think we all would kind of like to think we're on even ground with these guys. And seeing the meter run backwards, it's truly a sight. And that's my approach with this. Again, you know, I'm a believer in do no harm also. Again, if I thought there was a problem with this, and Bob has given me assurances that should we have winds in excess of tropical storm force, there's a braking mechanism in here that actually slows it, will not let it take off, and that there's again, they're in use. I wouldn't buy the first one off the shelf. So I just will let you with that consideration.
May I add something to that? With the storm that came through Saturday, we actually had our windmill man out on the road and visited every one of our windmills, and every one of them was producing power. And when the gust hit, the brakes did come out. They're a centrifugal spring-loaded device, worked perfectly. And there's actually another safety device, which is an electric brake, they call it. And what that does is that shorts out the windings within the generator. And that's not a short like you would go positive to negative. It's actually causing it to think that it's maximizing the generating output. And it's a non-contact generator, so it makes it very hard to turn. And that also acts as a brake. So as winds do increase, that's another alternative, is to switch that. But it is rated for 118, 120 mile an hour winds.
Have you installed these in any other area of the other county?
No, so far we've been installing in Sussex County.
Mm-hmm.
And we have...
Other state?
No other states. We're not...
Okay.
We have, right now, we have somewhere between Kent and Newcastle County, we have four Berge windmills that are close to contract, and those are the 10kW prop type. And we have in the neighborhood of six of these Winteras. And in Maryland, we have actually 16 in one site, and we have two located in another site, and another two. And so that's 20 more, and these are the 1.9 prop types. So we're going to be installing quite a bit. Also,
let me ask you this: who do you appear before the Board of Adjustment, or some body of government?
In Kent and Newcastle County, we just are required to stay within the height restrictions and the setbacks, and we need a permit.
Okay.
Actually, Worcester County is adopting regulations now, and that's part of what we actually have a contract for a SkyStream 1.9 in Worcester County, and we have a gentleman who wants 16 on his business and two on his house that is ready to go to contract as soon as we get approval. But that's within the Ocean City, Maryland, who has a separate separate regulations to Worcester County. The town of Bethany is also looking at the Winteras. And then we also have several residences who are working towards through their Board of Adjustments. And then we also have two people that are interested in Rehoboth, and we're getting ready to climb that tree.
Thank you.
So we actually have windmills going in all over the state into Maryland. And as we get everything kind of settled down here, then we'll be moving on to Pennsylvania and Connecticut. We have actually dealerships going in those two states.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's two. Would you like to come forward, please? You can sit down right up front there.
Names and addresses.
Richard Monroe, MUNROE. Address is 21225 Bayview Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Fancy.
Joyce McCoy.
Okay.
Both swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
You're in opposition. Could you state your...
One of the reasons I'm in opposition is a safety feature. What happens to these blades when we get a strong windstorm? I'm sure they will fly off.
Mm-hmm.
My second opposition is a noise level. We live right across the inlet from the house that we're speaking about.
Mm-hmm. How far are you from there? How far is that distance-wise?
I would say no more than 300 feet, maybe less.
300 feet from them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, sir.
I'm also in favor of change, but this change is so quickly done, and a lot of this is here and there. And until there is more proof, and we're speaking about a small community, and sad to say, our community does not have an organization as such.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on a one-to-one basis. Mm-hmm. And word of mouth is one thing, but until we can sit down and know exactly what we're talking about and can see these things, I don't think that I feel very knowledgeable about it, and I feel uncomfortable about it. We do have Northeasterns, and they can sit in here 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And plus the flood issue and small families, and I now have grandchildren. We also have boats that this can sound good, but until I am able to understand more, I'm not ready to just jump right to it. So I feel uncomfortable about it. And the other thing is, like I'm saying, we don't have an organization. I wonder how many other people in our small community where I am would also feel this way. He approached me and did it in a very, nice way and so forth. But I'm just not knowledgeable enough, and I'm sure this is still, in my opinion, and it could be with other people around who are not really aware of this, could also be a risk factor.
Okay. And where do you live to that? Right next to them or where?
Right in front, but across the water.
Across the water? How far are you from that?
300 feet.
Well, about 300 feet. I haven't measured it or anything, but I'm right across from him, and I'm going to look at this. Now, he spoke about the Michaels. They have got the permission. I mean, I saw loads of dirt come in there. They built a little island, and he has a huge place, and he objected to where Rick was going to put it first. So now he went to the side facing me. even though there are some trees there, and trees come down in storms, and when speaking about pine trees, it doesn't take much. So I'm it's too much of a risk factor, and it seems a shame that it's just me speaking when there's other people around that could be involved in this and also would need to have an opinion.
Okay.
Ma'am, is that the back of your, is that the back of your house? You seen the back of his house or the front?
Well, the way my house is set up, the front faces the water and the back of my house faces the road.
The road.
So the front of my house would be facing the windmill.
Be facing the windmill.
That's right.
Mr. Monroe, you stated your concerns were noise and wind. You did hear the testimony that it's rated to, I believe, 118 miles an hour, and the noise it produces is less than leaves rustling.
But how do we know that? I mean, how knowledgeable are we to know that?
It's in their technical data that he produced.
And this is a home situation, a private home, and a number of these windmills have been on a farm with a lot more acreage than what Eric has across from me.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. They're hearing no other opposition. Chair will...
I don't know that you need any rebuttal.
Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take case number 10240 under advisement.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 10240 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or call the office in the morning. Okay? Yes, sir.